Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Highlights, analysis, and the game stats so far. It's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Derek Taylor, Luke Mullender from Hamilton. Riders down 14-0 after a half of action. We're in the broadcast booth. Brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. I almost don't know where to start with that. Wow. Hamilton has been able to move the ball pretty regularly against this Riders defense.
Yeah, Hamilton's been able to move the ball, and the Riders haven't been able to protect the quarterback. And granted, Harker has had one interception and probably not the best throw. When he has had time, he's been able to find guys. It's just that's been the problem, is that he hasn't really had time. He's had to move the pocket a number of times. He's had to break outside of contain. But it's something that needs to get shored up for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders pretty quick, right? You had a guy that was getting, as I said, a reprieve in Cam Jefferson, number 61, getting another opportunity to play. And it has been primarily on those edges where the pressure's been coming from, right? Again, they've just got to do a better job. And that's why, right, like, there's so much focus on the trenches game in and game out, especially for myself, because, I mean, how are you supposed to evaluate guys, you know, whether it's a running back or whether it's a receiver, if they're constantly allowing pressure, right, and you're not able to actually go through the progressions as they're drawn up. So
I guess you can you can't figure out progressions and stuff, but what you can see from Harker is, okay, cool under fire, and he go in the first quarter threw one going almost full speed to his left, whipped it back to his right, and you go, not a lot of guys try that throw. It was smartly done, and it was well done. Ultimately, 9 for 13, 101 yards, about 8 yards per attempt. The interception was a questionable choice. I mean, for what he's been allowed to do, it's not bad from Harker, honestly.
Yeah, it's decent. I mean, I think that's the sore point, though, right, DT, is you want to see more, and you understand that in order to see more, you've got to protect them a little bit better. And there's a question. I know that Coach Dickinson alluded to this as well, is that they do want to get a look at a guy like Mason Fine. But Dickinson also is a smart guy in that he doesn't want to hurt Mason Fine's only chance to be evaluated if the offensive line's being a sieve, right?
Right.
And remember, a big part of this is Dan Clark not being in. Right? The center is sort of the amoeba of that entire offensive line, or the mitochondria, if you will.
The powerhouse of the cell.
You know what I mean? But
Mullender, biology 10, charge, everybody.
He's in charge of getting all the calls, right? Identifying the Mike linebackers, things like that. So hopefully it improves, because right now, and you can tell, the defense is starting to get tired, right?
Yeah.
Hamilton's being able, they haven't scored quickly. Right,
31 offensive plays plus the sacks, for much less. Yeah,
yeah. They've been driving the ball, though. Right, like, there hasn't been quick scores. They've been sustained drives, and right now you're seeing a lot of hands on hips from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders defensive line. Shivers basically had to come out of his shell and start throwing the pressure relentlessly in there, because they weren't managing to get anybody else back with just four guys.
Yeah.
Right? We haven't seen the three-man front that I know Shivers probably would have liked to go to at some point there in the first half. And the reason why they haven't seen the three-man front is because the regular fronts really haven't been bearing them any fruit. So there's a ton of adjustments that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders can make moving into the second half. And it's going to be interesting to also see where Hamilton goes with their quarterback situation, whether they throw Dane Evans in and get the rep. But
you have to at this point.
It's so hard, though.
You have to.
This is a Hamilton team, again, that's, they understand it. They get it. This is a team that's well coached. And what I mean by they understand it, they get it, is that you can tell. And I don't necessarily subscribe to the whole, well, they didn't know if Montreal was going to win or lose, so they had to declare the roster. I think this was the roster they would always point it out there, because I think that Orlando Steinauer knows that he wants his team playing on a high. And there's no high better than finishing with a shutout, right, to end the year.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a motivated group coming into the second half that the Riders are going to see.
I think if you're Hamilton and you go, we need Masoli sharp for the playoffs, 17 of 21 for 223, a touchdown and no interceptions, one throw a little shaky, I think that would qualify as sharp for the playoffs. We will call that the standout stat of the half. It's brought to you by Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, now renting in Melville, Yorkton, Estevan, and Weyburn. Call today, 522-5866. The Halftime Rewind when we return on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.
Breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Masoli looking left, middle, pressure from the middle, dancing around, he's going to go down at midfield. Charbel was in there as a secondary effort, Roland Milligan. He's Harker to pass on first and 15 across the middle, diving catch by Braden Lennius at the 31-yard line. Lennius good for 18. Masoli looking left, pressure up the middle, and he goes down at the 32-yard line. How quick was that from Wreck-It Ralph? This from about 37. It's up. It's got the distance. It is good. The Ticats are first on the board. Masoli forced up to his right by Charbel. DeBeer complete to Dunbar at the 40, 45, 50-yard line before Ailey Buka makes the tackle. Still no touchdowns yet in this game. Blitz coming from the right side. Masoli throws into it in the flat for the touchdown. Don Jackson was wide open on the flat pattern because someone got destroyed. Nick Marshall got destroyed.
Yeah, and it should have been an offensive pass interference call.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to.
Looking left, and he's going to go down. Caught off that left edge. He thinks he's going to run away from Keon Adams. Oh, and there's pushing and shoving, and Mac Henry just bought two in the head. Yard line, it's up. And it's wide to the right, and it's out the back of the end zone. So the Riders make the stand on defense, and they get the missed field goal as well. Field Harker scrambles out to his right, gunning for Picton, unpicked off. Bad read, 35. Spinning back, 40. That one intercepted by Jamal Roll, and it is good as well. That's the final play of the half, and it makes the score Hamilton 14, and the Riders no score. That's the Halftime Rewind brought to you by Go Grain, the new app that lets farmers book and track grain trucking right from their phone. Download today at gograin.ca. You heard a lot of sacks in there. AC Leonard has one. Keon Adams, Garrett Marino, and Roland Milligan in his CFL debut. All the sacks are brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet, Buick GMC, and Wadena. Always remember, drive a little and save a lot at Quill Plains. Just reviewing some of the stats. Gary Johnson Jr., 7 tackles already, according to the score sheet. Hamilton's run a ton of offensive plays. 21 plus 10 runs plus 4 sacks is 35 offensive plays and a half, a fantastic number. I didn't quite realize Gary Johnson Jr. had 7 tackles already in this one. On the offensive side, Jamal Morrow, 5 carries for 9 yards. He's also got 3 receptions for 29 yards. Ricardo Lewis, 2 for 25 before he left with an injury, hopped off the field, putting no weight on his right foot, and we have not seen him since, with Mitch Picton taking his spot. We certainly hope it. Josiah St. John injured early. He has come back in the game. Certainly hope that there will be no more injuries and nothing but gentle, loving, caressing play from the Hamilton Ticats defense, which is threatening to wreck some people. For McDougal Auctioneers and Redhead Equipment, plus thanks to the folks at The Wireless Age, your Sasstel authorized dealer, Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and Dagelman Industries. As Brett Lawther tries out some field goals here in Hamilton, we will go to break. Back and set you up for the third quarter of action when we return. Riders down 14-0 in this final game of the regular season on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network.